Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Well, I got that phone call just this week from one of my sellers. We put their home up for sale, and we had an open house because that was their desire. They wanted to have an open house. The house is vacant. Now, we don't advertise it as vacant. It's very important as a seller that you not put it out on the street. My house is vacant. Show it anytime. That's an invitation to theft and destruction and other things that are not good. We use a showing service. So when Joe Realtor wants to show your house from 5 to 6 tomorrow, he calls the showing service, requests permission, and the showing service grants it, and he has no idea whether it's occupied or not. Better. Yes? Good. Right. Well, open houses, as you've heard me say, produce just three groups through your property. And I don't mind doing them, but I again, 1% of homes sell from an actual open house. I don't think it's a great way to sell your property. It invites danger, people you know nothing about, to come into your property, and with the hope that maybe one of them will fall in love and buy it. In an age where you can go on to the computer and see the entire interior of a person's home through good virtual photography if the realtor is doing what they should be doing. So why have open houses other than you want to take that risk? We get neighbors, right? Number one, it's like survey says, Richard Dawson, 1% of houses sell from an open house. The majority of people who come through an open house are the neighbors who are just curious. Number two, boom, would be the suspects, you know, the people who don't belong there and may belong in jail. And then lastly, you hope, are the prospects. Now, let's find new ways to sell real estate, get our houses sold for top dollar, and do it the better way at ericstewartgroup.com. All right, it's been a great time to be with you again. My pleasure as always. I'm Eric Stewart. I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.